morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we have today in the studio a face and voice that is familiar to a lot of people if they've been listening to this program over its various incarnations over the years. It's Oscar Mestis, Regional Urban Forester with the Texas A&M Forest Service. Welcome back to the show, Oscar.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's kind of fun sitting here again.
On the other side.
On the other side.
That's right, on the interrogation side.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Oscar, you're here to tell us about a new program that is going to be involving El Paso and a few other southwestern cities, I understand. It's called iTree Eco. So tell us a little bit about how iTree Eco came about and what it really is.
Okay, let's see if I can make this make sense to everybody. It started a long time ago as it was called U4, which was called Urban Forest Effects Model. It was developed by the USDA Forest Service, Dr. Nowak, up in Chicago. And it was a way to analyze the ecosystem of urban trees and natural areas to come up with the cost benefits relationship of what the value that ecosystem provides to that city and to that area. So it's developed from there into this series of suites, and this is open source, free for any community who wants to use them. There's a series of suites of iTree suites. So if you just typed in iTree suites or iTree USDA Forest Service, you'll come up to their website. And it'll show you they have one for canopy cover. They have working on one for hydrology, one for street tree inventories, for park inventories, and for the ecosystem analysis, which is the one that we are going to be doing here in El Paso. It started back in 2009 when the New Mexico Department of Forestry, Lance Davison, was the urban forestry coordinator for the state of New Mexico at that time. And he was applying for what's called a redesign grant through the USDA Forest Service. And so that allows state agencies to get federal monies to do projects in their areas that would benefit their communities. So Lance approached me and said, Oscar, we've never done anything like this in the Southwest before. For instance, Texas has done a U4 project back, I think, in 2005 or 2006 in Houston, which is one of the first ones around. And Texas A&M Forest Service helped put that together for the Houston area. So Houston's done it. And this has been done all around the United States, mostly in the Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, where there are a lot of trees, but never in the Southwest. So we don't have that data for the Southwest, which is kind of cool. We get to get, you know, Sonoran Desert and Chihuahuan Desert data, because this grant involves three states and four communities. So we have Phoenix. Phoenix is right now, they're in the process of data collection. Elise Rogstad is the Arizona Urban Forestry Coordinator there, and she's helping with that, the project in Arizona and Phoenix. And then myself here in El Paso, I'm the liaison between the city of El Paso and the other agencies for the project here in El Paso. And then they're going to move from El Paso. They're going to move up north to Las Cruces, and then finally they're ending up in Albuquerque, and that's going to be Kelly Washburn, the New Mexico Department of Forestry, Urban Forestry Program Coordinator. And the reason that we're doing it that way from Phoenix to El Paso to Las Cruces is because you need to have full leaf out for the trees to be fully leafed out. And so the city that leafed out first was Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And then El Paso and then Las Cruces, which is a little bit further north, will be, you know, leafed out a little bit later. So by the time they come to El Paso, we're already in full leaf production right now. So they're scheduled to come out here in June, I think June 9th is when they're scheduled to start here in El Paso. And then they're looking at 2 to 3 weeks to complete the project.
And what kind of data will they be collecting at these different sites?
That's a good question, because this is a actual, you know, it's a scientific modeling method. So first thing, you can't be biased. You can't pick the locations that you want. So we have 250 computer random generated plots that Davy Resource Group is the contracted group to do the data collection. They won the contract after we were awarded the grant from the USDA Forest Service. And let me just back up a little bit. Most people don't realize Texas is in a different U.S. Forest Service region versus New Mexico and Arizona. You have Region 3 and Region 8. So trying to get money for El Paso was tough. It was easy for Arizona and New Mexico. They're in the same region, but El Paso's regional office is in Atlanta, Georgia, because right. Texas is part of the southern coast, Gulf Coast region, that southern pine forest. Texas is just such a huge state. We just were part of it. So that was a challenge at the beginning. So anyway, we got the money. We got the grant. We contracted the Davy Resource Group to do the data collection. And so they generated 250 plots throughout the city of El Paso, all within the city limits of El Paso. And the plots can land anywhere. It could be on top of a roof. It could be in a parking lot. It could be in a natural open area. It could be somebody's front yard, somebody's backyard. They're everywhere. I was looking at the plot map data the other day, and there's one right here by the M on the UTEP campus.
Oh.
You know, so,
there you go.
So somebody's going to have to hike up there and collect the data. These are 1/10 acre plots, so that's about a 40-foot radius. So they'll put a center pin, and they'll measure out the radius of that circle, and they'll measure everything within that circle. So if there's natural open area, they'll write down what percent of that circle is natural open area. If it's parking lot, they'll write down what percentage is parking lot, what percentage is lawn, what percentage is landscaped, how many trees are there, how many shrubs are there, what kind of grasses are there, is there a building, does the tree shade the building, what side is that, you know. So they take a lot of data and they look at the, like if it's a large tree, they'll look at the tree and they'll look at what percent of the canopy, is it fully canopied or has it been stressed, and can you see sunlight? So they'll measure there's a lot of measurements that they take. And so an easy plot would be, you know, one or two trees. A hard plot might be, let's say they ended up in an arroyo somewhere with a thicket of mesquite or desert willow. They have to count each stem.
Okay.
So there may be, you know, 20, 30, 40, or even, you know, who knows how many stems, and they have to count and measure, and they'll take the diameter and the height. And so there's a lot of information to be collected.
So there's actually going to be feet on the ground, people who are going to be doing this. It's not going to be, you know, just satellite imagery and you're just going to look at it from above. There's actually going to be people there.
Correct.
And what about if these randomly selected areas fall into people's neighborhoods? You know, what can people expect if their plot is chosen as part of the study?
Right. And that's one of the challenges of doing a study like this, because the plots are completely random. So it does fall on private property. The public property is easy, you know, a park or a street or right away. But if the plot landed in somebody's backyard, and some of these do, they'll land in the corner of one person's backyard. So the radius of that circle may encompass three homes or four homes. Mm-hmm. So they have to notify all four homeowners and ask permission to go in there and collect data. So this is where I hope the citizens of El Paso, the city of El Paso, will be sending out a letter to all the homeowners or all the landowners, not necessarily the person that lives there, but who owns the property, asking permission to go into their to the plot and collect the data. So if you get a letter in the mail from, you know, City of El Paso describing the project, it's the iTree Eco Project. It'll explain the process, and there'll be a contact information. I believe the contact person for El Paso is going to be Brent Pearson, the city arborist. So you can contact him and ask him questions. And I hope I get his name right. Vince Mulcanus with Davy Resource Group is the project manager. I think they're going to be the two contact people on that letter that you can ask questions. And then also, I'll be available if you want to contact me. Let me give you my number. It's 915-834-5610, and that's Oscar Mestis with Texas A&M Forest Service. So you can contact me if you have any questions. So hopefully we'll have a lot of responses. We plan for more. We have 250 plots out there. The more plots that we can gather data, the more information, the better the data will be. But we're hoping for at least 200. So there's some play in there. We want to get at least a minimum of 200 plots. That makes it statistically a viable project, so that the data, you know, it can be reviewed, and the peers say, yes, we have enough data that this is this is good stuff.
So how long is the project actually going to be taking place?
Well, I think they're going to be 2 to 3 weeks is what they have planned for El Paso. I think they're sending three crews. So there'll be two crews, two persons per crew. And I am going to try to get some of my TFS urban foresters from the state to come in also. And we might also be having some volunteers.
We're actually recruiting master gardeners. Volunteers, master extension volunteers, master gardeners, and master naturalists to be able to help with these ground crews, to be able to help take the data and serve as a liaison for the community is really what they're helping to do as well. On the homeowner side, if a homeowner receives this notice, what do I need to do?
If you receive that letter, there should be a return postcard in there. So just check it off and put it, drop it in the mail. You know, it's that simple. Please don't ignore it. You know,
get, or don't wait too long.
Or don't wait too long. Yeah. Right. Get that postcard and check it off that, yes, I give you permission to enter my property. And if you have a special circumstance, like you have a locked gate or a dog in the backyard, make note and then call and say, before you visit my property, give me a call, you know, a day or two prior so I know I'm going to be there, have someone there. Or you can just say, sure, come on in the backyard. The collectors, the data collectors are very professional. They're not going to do anything other than walk into your property, set a center point, collect the data they need to collect. They're not going to disturb or touch anything and then walk away. So you shouldn't even know that they were there. They're not going to leave anything behind. And the information is guarded, so not everybody knows, you know, where the information is collected, so it's guarded. So it's going to stay private. If you want to know what is there on your property, I'm sure we can share that with you once we have the data collected. But that's all you have to do is return the postcard or call and say, yes, I give you permission. The information that we're going to get is going to benefit the city, and it will be available. We'll be making presentations and have it available for people to find that information. And it's a great project, and it's going to give you information on air pollution, on energy savings, on stormwater, all these things that we are concerned with in the environment with the city of El Paso.
How can people learn more about the project itself?
I believe once we get going, Brent will have information on the project, or you can call my office. And we have some little handout sheets that we can send to people. And hopefully we'll have something up on the City of El Paso Facebook page and things like that to show where you can look and maybe follow the progress. That's my goal.
All right. Well, Oscar Mestis, you are the Regional Urban Forester with Texas A&M Forest Service. And because since we've sort of got you locked in here into the studio, we're going to trap you here for a couple more shows that I think we're going to be talking more about trees in the coming weeks. So we hope that you can stick around for that, Oscar.
I can, and there's a lot more stuff I have to say.
Okay. Can't wait. Thanks so much for being here, Oscar.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Thanks so much for listening today. And remember that a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.